Is investing in stocks inside Second Life just gambling with play money, or an investment in the technology of the future? A packed crowd, including the elite of in-world finance, gathered at last Friday's Geek Meet on Dr. Dobbs Island to try to figure it out. In real life, moderator of the panel, buyers, sellers, is Professor Robert Bloomfield, who studies real-world markets at Cornell University. On May 22nd, fans of the popular TV show Lost must have been angry at Disney-owned ABC Television to bomb the station's presence in Second Life into the ground. Or so it could have been, if indeed commercial TV station ABC, based in the US, was a victim of this. But it wasn't. Instead, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, a public, non-commercial TV and radio network, operates the vandalized island. Simple mix-up? More like a cautionary tale from the school of copy-and-paste reporting. Everyone, from obscure SL blogger to established news source, wrote a day after the attack that griefers, those hacking cyber terrorists, destroyed ABC Island. From Virtual Radio News in Second Life, I'm Marmaduke Mattel. As of June 24, all gambling is banned from Second Life. The move came after Linden Lab had already banned casino advertising in April of this year. Linden also threatened owners that non-compliance with the new policy would result in asset removal. Former casino owner Spanky Straff is one of the many affected by the ban.